بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بلاد شيخ الرزومي وقت تبريد الزونة رشي حكيم ونقطة نور الله مرقضة التايتل is آه سحراه مبارك تیرے دیوانوں کو آه سحراه مبارك تیرے دیوانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم فدا کرنے کو ہیں دولت کونین ابھی ہم فدا کرنے کو ہیں دولت کونین ابھی تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان پٹ دامانوں کو تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان پٹ دامانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دو تو ویرانوں کو کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوست تو ویرانوں کو اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہے گلوں کے بندے اہل دنیا چمن میں ہے گلوں کے بندے ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ فانی دنیا اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ فانی دنیا نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، نعرہ عشق کے محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، حسن فانی بوتا پر مر کر جس لیکن، حسن فانی بوتا پر مر کر جس لیکن، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گریبانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوست تو ویرانوں کو، ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Ari Billah Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat is explaining in beautiful poetic form that a person who treads the path for which Allah Ta'ala has sent us, that is the path of gaining ma'rifat and progressing to get the fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala burning in your heart, then that person is in a different world. And what wealth he has got, that all the wealth of this world put together is not an iota of the wealth that he has got. And what is that wealth and the enjoyment that they get, people that are in this world get enjoyment in parties, in artificial entertainment. These friends of Allah Ta'ala, who are the die-hard lovers of Allah, who have got the fire of the love of Allah burning in their heart, Hazrat says, Ah-e-sehra-ku mubarak, tere diwanu-ku, that, O Allah, those that have fallen madly in love with you, very blessed that you have blessed them with the deep sighs that they take at the time of sehri, at the time they get up middle of the night, they sleep early after Isha, there's no the dini program, then they are early and they sleep early and 1-2 hours and they up and they are busy engaged in munajat, talking secretly to Allah Ta'ala and taking deep sighs that, O Allah, you allowed me to get up but I'm not spending my night properly. And like the pious says, O Allah, what is the good of that night when I don't get the opportunity of talking to you in secrecy? So Hazrat says, this wealth you won't understand unless you sit in the company of the lovers of Allah and start realizing that what is life is all about. Then this artificial splendor and beauty of this world, as Hazrat explained, and who are these people, outwardly you will look at them as very simple people. And the people of the world, that Hazrat used to say in another beautiful poem also, that the people of this world, they want to be up to date, outwardly very well dressed, and people in corporate world with suit and tie, and they think they are very up to date, but they are not thinking of the expiry date. And these friends of Allah Ta'ala are always worried. That is why their clothing and all these things are not important to them. What is important is the love of Allah increasing in my heart or not. So Hazrat says, I have seen, and Hazrat sat in the company of these great awliya Allah. So he is giving his life experience that humne dekha hai tere chaak garebano ko aatishe gham se chalakte hue peymano ko. That oh Allah, I have seen your lovers that are the kurta also, you see the front where the buttons are just open, like beggars, and they are real beggars of Allah Ta'ala. The beggars of Allah Ta'ala are the very, very rich people. And they are outwardly to the world, they are mad. But they are the true mad people who are madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, I have seen them. That their clothes are just like shabby, and not that it is untidy or anything, but not really worried of it must be smart. People like myself, even we wearing kurta, everything, we still want to be smart, etc. The friends of Allah Ta'ala got no time for this. What they have got in their hearts, artiche, artiche gham, the fire of the worry of Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah happy with me or not. That fire is shining so much in their heart that you see the noor on their faces. You see the noor on their bodies. And their scales are weighing very, very heavy by Allah Rabbul Izzat. What they have got, we can't imagine. Humne dekha hai tere sokhta samano ko, sozi se gham se tarapte huye parwano ko. Hazrat says, we have seen that those lovers of you whose heart has got great pain in them, they have got the wealth of the pain of the heart, that the scars in the heart that they have went through to break their heart for your pleasure, O Allah. They also people who have got desires. Allah Ta'ala has put desires in everybody. And they also have got desires. And the love of Allah, lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they have got more romance in them. But how they crush their heart for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, soji se gham se tarapte huye parwano ko. They are like those moths. How you see the moths fly into the light. And they think that death is their, success. They don't realize they're going to burn. These are the moths that give their life for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they are dying, they are yearning that, oh Allah, please accept our life. Because they have got this pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, Allah says, this is such a wealth that hum fida karne chuku hai daulate ko nahi abhi. Tune bakhsha hai jo gham in fate zamanon ko. Oh Allah, what you have blessed these simple people that look like they're even wearing patch clothing, and their clothing, they is not even, their buttons are not even closed properly. They are so worried of in connection with you. What you have blessed them, O Allah, we are prepared to give now, sacrifice both the world just for what you have given them. And this is when we realize reality of what is wealth. Wealth is just to get an iota of the drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when the burning flame of the love of Allah starts coming in the heart of a person, we can't imagine, like our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, that they prepare to give their life all the time. And when the flame is burning, it wants to light up the whole world. Everybody's heart wants to be enlightened. So we should make niyat, Allah has brought us here. Allah light our hearts also with the love that is in the fire that is in the heart of our Shaykh. And where you will get this, Hazrat explained that this was the condition of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got nabuwat, and he saw the environment, it was just unconducive. A person who's got understanding, as Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed, Allah has put that fitrat, that nature for every person to gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seeking this. Finally, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not stand living amongst the people. خلوت غار ہیرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید، کیا سمجھتے ہو تم اے دوستو ویرانوں کو. Hazrat says, if you want this wealth, then don't get involved in mixing with people and go for entertainment and worry your friends, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the solitude of the Ghari Hira and looking for the love of Allah and burning for that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a love Allah gave, that Allah gave him the son of the love of Allah ta'ala that led the whole world. And till today, Hazrat says, in that dark cave, what Allah Ta'ala granted him? Tulu'i khursid, which Allah Ta'ala himself explained, wa shamsi wa duhaha. Not the out sun, the outward sun that we see rises every day, the sun of Nur and Nabuwat, the sun of Tawheed. When the sun of the fire of the love of Allah lit, then people that were barbaric, they became rijal, they became great men. So this is what Hazrat is talking about. That kya samajhte ho ae dosto veeran ko. Said, oh friends, what can I explain you? You won't understand what is to be in solitude, what is to be in the jungle. We want to be in the fun, in the entertainment, even in big dawahs, and we feel there is fun. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, then when the moment you start getting connection with Allah, your talking will decrease, your mixing with people will decrease, etc. And you won't want all this thing. And if you have been talking with anybody, it's only about the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat explains now the opposite of this. اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہے گلوں کے بندے، ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو. Hazrat says that the people of this world who don't know reality, they don't know the value of life, they go to parks, they go to resorts, and they become the slaves of all the artificial flowers of this world. That is just blooming for 2-3 days and it's dead. And the lovers of Allah, those that are madly in love, they go into the jungle. They go into the solitude. They go into quiet in the masjid quietly and engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Ehle dunya ko hai raas aaye ye pani dunya ko, na rahi ishq wa muhabbat teri mastano ko. Hazrat says that the people of this world, they like to hear all the sounds of this artificial temporary world, where there's entertainment and fun. And sadly, Hazrat explained that today you can even go to the house of Allah, right at Kaaba Sharif. But when you're not connected to Allah, you'll be making a big noise, taking videos in front of Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, me, all of us, that Hazrat says, the friends of Allah, O Allah, your mastana, those that are madly in love of you, they get enjoyment of calling out your name, Narai Mastana. Oh, to call out the name of my beloved Allah, Allah, they get enjoyment in making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That increases the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the people of this world, husne fani buto, buta par mare kargat, lekin ahe sehraho, mubarak teri diwano ko. Hazrat says that the people of this world like vultures, they give their lives on the filth and dirt. We see the vultures, even the lions that have taken their prey and ate all the meat. They leave the skeleton and bones and little meat, and vultures come eat it, which even stinks, which shows that this world also, which is disconnected with Allah, it's stinking, it's full of filth and dirt. But when our taste buds are not right, our connection with Allah is not right, then we get entertainment in haram. Allah save me and all of us. Hazrat says, these people are like vultures. And very, very blessed are the lovers of Allah. That middle of the night, O Allah, you bless them with the deep sighs of regret. With the deep sighs that, O Allah, I'm still not connected to you. They are so connected to Allah, yet they feel, and even this is the love of Allah. The more you get a spark, the more you realize, where am I? I'm far from it. And the love of Allah is unlimited. Hazrat finally mentions, humne diwano se seekhi hai muhabbat akhtar. Ha, ye dar kahan milta hai farzano ko. Hazrat says, let me tell you my life story. Where did I learn this love of Allah Ta'ala? I have learned it from your mad lovers of Allah. All the machais that I set in their company, I saw they were not interested in dunya. They were not interested what car I go in or what clothes I'm wearing. They can wear the highest quality clothes. It doesn't matter to them. They can wear anything. They can sit in any car. But they are worried of the love of Allah. Hazrat addressing himself and teaching us, if you want to learn the love of Allah, then you'll only get from the mad lovers of Allah Ta'ala. این ہا یہ ڈر کہاں ملتے ہیں فرزانوں کو. Where you going to get this love of Allah Ta'ala by the stupid, worldly people who think they are intelligent? They got no, that knowledge you can't call it knowledge. The scientists, etc., and people that are telling to learn dunyavi knowledge, that people, what do they know of the love of Allah Ta'ala? You want to learn the love of Allah, come in the company of the mad lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us so to kindness.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد دين الكتاب الخزدان رحمه الله عليه تعديل الحقوق الوالدين the rights of the parents the person must have اعتدال moderation not breaking the rights of other people as well عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates I had a wife who I loved but عمر رضي الله عنه his father disliked her he ordered me my father ordered me divorce her I refused Umar radiallahu anhu then went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioned my refusal to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, divorce her. Then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu then divorced her. In Mirqat, which is the commentary of Mishkat, it is explained that this order given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amr istihbab. Is that compulsory to follow it? It is preferable. If the order was intended as an obligatory command, then there must have been some reason for this command. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says in Ihya al-Ulum that this hadith indicates that the right of the father has a priority over the right of the wife. But for the prevalence of this priority, for this to be in existence, it is essential that the father is not motivated by a corrupt motive. A person like Umar radiallahu anhu, definitely we know his motive wasn't evil. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him. Otherwise, it's coming now. That we should not just unnecessarily do it. In a hadith narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never disobey your parents, even if they order you to disassociate yourself from your wife, children and wealth. In Mirqat it is explained that this hadith merely emphasizes perfect obedience and the significance of obedience to parents. It does not have a literal meaning. In actual fact, it is not incumbent upon the son to divorce his wife, even if his refusal to divorce her causes great displeasure to his parents. In divorcing her, he will be afflicted with great harm. It is indeed remote, unlikely that parents will derive pleasure from the difficulty and misery of their son. Thus, he is not required to divorce his wife at their insistence. The author of Mirqat says that the indication in the hadith to prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this as emphasis is the statement where he said, do not commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, even if you are slaughtered or burnt, which comes in the same hadith. Undoubtedly, the statement is for the emphasis, the purpose of emphasis. Because another ayat of the Quran Sharif has given permission for a person to utter a statement of kufr when a person is forced. So therefore, the hadith is for emphasis. If the statement, do not commit shirk even if you are killed or burnt, was for compulsion, was compulsory, then it would have negated the permission given in the Quran Sharif to utter kufr under force, while of course iman is not rejected by the heart. So anyhow, the hadith actually shows that it's a great emphasis to look after one's parents, but it doesn't have a literal meaning that you must divorce your wife. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who obeys Allah in regard to obedience to his parents will have opened on him two doors of Jannah if both parents exist, and one door if one parent exists. If he disobeys them, then two doors of Jahannam will be opened for him if both parents exist, and one door if one parent exists. In the same hadith, it is mentioned that the man said, even if they are unjust to him, he makes zulm on the son. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if they are unjust. Commentating on this hadith, the author of Mirqat says that in regard to the discharge of the rights of parents, the son obeys Allah Ta'ala. He fulfills the rights of the parents in the manner in which Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Fulfillment of the rights of the parents is not an act of ibadat completely independent. It is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has commanded us to fulfill their rights. So therefore we will obey our parents because it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they give us a command according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be accepted. But if they command us to do something against the command of Allah Ta'ala, it will not be accepted. Because the right of Allah Ta'ala is first. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تُعَاتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعَسِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience for the creation in any obedience which shows disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of injustice to parents mentioned in the hadith refers to worldly matters and not to matters of the akhirat. Even if they are unjust and unkind in worldly matters, children should be kind to them, respect them and fulfill their rights. Their injustice does not permit the children to fail in fulfilling their rights and demands. But this charge of rights is not to be understood to mean obedience to them in unlawful orders and requests. The hadith mentioning injustice to parents is similar in meaning to the hadith which orders zakat payers to please the zakat collectors, even if the latter are unjust to them. In the Kitab al-Ma'at it is stated that this is for emphasis and not to be taken literally. So anyhow, a few important points. One, we learn is the great right of parents. Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents. And secondly, when we're fulfilling the rights of parents, we also got rights, which Hazrat will mention later on, the rights of the wife, etc. Does that happen? We fulfill the rights of parents and we go against the rights of our wife. We have to fulfill all of them. But equality, but the first right a person has got in his life is for his parents, that he must try to have respect for them, etc. And one important point we learn also, is that sometimes we read a hadith, and we just try to take out our own deduction. Always refer back to the fuqaha, what the ulama have written, Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi were writing after this year, that always send back to the fuqaha because they have got more understanding of the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.